You're listening to the Positive Finpack Podcast.
My name is Aiden. I'm a public speaker, a business consultant, a corporate trainer, and a professional improviser.
And I'm Marjorie.
And we've been friends for 14 years. This podcast is an experiment.
Where we talk about me trying every diet program under the sun and the moon and who knows where else.
The Positive Finpack Podcast is proudly sponsored by The Art of Change, Skills for Life. Change is inevitable. Progress is not. You make the difference. To learn more, visit artofchange.com. In this episode, it's time to find out how the 10-hour coffee diet is going.
Okay, but before we can do that, can we do a little bit of housekeeping?
Yeah.
Okay. I was remiss the last time we recorded, and I don't think that you announced this, but you ate a knee prom. Gave a TEDx talk that is out there for all to see.
It's true. I did. I gave a TEDx talk on embracing change. It's true. I did that.
I just can't tell you how I'm amazed that I even know you. Like, that is the most awesome thing. And, like, you're just, like, such a bucket list doer person.
Thank you so much. That means a lot to me. But I also have to say... But isn't it just like life? Because as you pointed out, they have my name wrong. So they put the video up and it's already got, you know, like more than 5,000 views immediately. So there's like nothing they can do to change it. They're not going to change it. It's already got, you know, it's more than 6,000. I don't know how many thousand, but more than 500. And that's, to me, that's already success. So, you know, it's got thousands of views. And right at the very beginning, it's like from Portland, Oregon, Aiden knee prom. Like, oh, no. So, you know, at first I'm like, ooh, I'm on top of the world. Nope, I'm on the bottom. And I just feel like it's, you know, it's just like life. There are highs and lows, wins and losses. It's all about a balance. You think you're something special, you find out you're normal. And so, yeah, I did. I gave a talk. I'm really proud of the talk. And a lot of people have given me feedback that it's been inspiring or helpful for them, or it was a message they needed to hear in that moment. But yeah, I thought it was super funny.
I cried. I really did.
I cried.
I was in awe. I was just like, and it's so funny because I knew you during that time.
And you did.
I knew some of that stuff, but I don't think I knew all of those things.
Yeah.
Even though, like, we talked on a fairly regular basis back to then.
We did. Yes. You've seen me through a lot. There are also elements of my story I chose not to share. Things well, that you are more familiar with.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, I, you know, just those things that went through your mind that you were talking about. I don't recall knowing. Probably I was in my own world, shaming myself for being fat.
Look, everybody has something to shame themselves about, right. And that might be the moral of that story. But also, you are doing the thing that I talk about in that talk, which is we are all vulnerable to making choices that feed from our habits of thought. You know, it's like we have these habits of thought and behavior that don't serve us, that we keep doing because they're familiar for no other reason than they're familiar. And we fail to take bigger risks and try scarier things that might lead to greater success. And even when we know they're the right thing to do, we don't do them. And we do that because we're afraid of the unknown. So you're currently, this podcast is evidence of you doing the thing that I talk about in the thing. So you're doing the thing.
I don't know if I'm doing as much as trying to do the thing.
That's all there is to it. It's not fancy. It's not a fancy concept.
I'm not succeeding always at the thing. I think
it's that's... not about succeeding. It's about trying. It's about shifting gears. It's about doing something new, trying other tactics and getting out of what's familiar.
That I am doing. Well,
that's right.
But yeah.
I mean, you are and you aren't at the same time, which is why I want to talk about the dark place.
Yes.
We don't have to do that immediately, but I definitely do think that.
No, we can talk about the dark place. I just wanted to like let everybody know that you gave a TEDx talk and they really should go watch it and they will probably have all the feels. And it'll probably make them want to go do something about whatever's bothering them about themselves.
Thank you. Thank you for that. For the record, I did not ask Marjorie to bring this to the podcast today.
Oh, and also my very favorite thing about your podcast is your friend that said that if y'all ever give a party, you need to call it the knee prom.
Oh, about the TEDx. Yeah.
Yes.
Welcome to. Yeah, it needs to be called knee prom from now on. Any party we ever have forever and ever.
That is correct. With all kinds of knee related themes.
Oh no.
Like, hey, show us your knees.
Oh good lord. What is the 10-hour experience after a 2-week period of time?
Okay, so there's been a change. I ran out of chocolate protein powder.
No.
I decided to try a new flavor. And I, instead of buying the Lean One chocolate protein powder, I bought Lean One Zero because it's got zero anything. And I was really afraid that that meant it was going to have zero taste. But it does not. It's salty caramel flavor. Oh my God. It smells like butter.
So it's a game changer.
Oh, it's so delicious. And it's so freaking good with my tea. So,
okay. So it sounds like you're kind of into it still.
No. Well, I am. It's easy to do. I also over the weekend got this, it's a semi novelty, but it's so cool. And it works really well for stirring in the stupid powder. I got a self stirring coffee mug.
Oh my God.
I know. It's really awesome. It's got this little pill shaped magnet in the bottom. And you put batteries in and you turn it on and that magnet spins around in circles and creates this whole vortex.
I feel like I should say like, and if you are a kitchen tool creator interested in sponsoring our podcast,
absolutely.
We'd be happy to plug your kitchen tools.
Or if you're a kitchen tool creator, you would just love to send me free things.
If you think you can help Marjorie with a kitchen tool.
Oh, I do love me some kitchen tools.
All right. So you have a self-stirring mug. Well, good on you. Now the powder doesn't settle as quickly.
No, and it doesn't stick to the sides. And it's really awesome because I make it do the little vortex thing. And then I dump the scoop in the middle of the vortex. And then, you know, and then I dump the other scoop in after that mixes. And then it's all
gosh. Delicious. That almost sounds like as much of a treat as chewing.
It kind of is. And then at the end, because I'm still using that tea that's too small for a strainer, I am chewing.
Oh, look. Best of both worlds.
There you go.
Best of both worlds.
So,
meanwhile, I had a delicious salad with chicken and quinoa for dinner and tomatoes and roasted peppers.
You had me until you said tomatoes.
For lunch, I had Greek salad, I had cucumbers and romaine and tomatoes and feta. It was so good.
Well, for dinner, I had broccoli cheese soup.
You do like broccoli cheese soup. And
I do. And there was and a how lot can of, you not? Of broccoli. And last night I had chicken fettuccine alfredo and green beans. It was an HEB thing and it was nice. And I really need to update. I've been really bad about updating my Fitness Pal.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's been really hard for me to face my food choices. And
Have you been comfort eating?
Yeah.
You haven't been updating my Fitness Pal, but yeah. have you been weighing in?
Sporadically. And one of the things that's been happening is I have just been retaining water. Like, to the point that, well, I finally took a water pill yesterday and I did lose some weight last night or yesterday. And I'm sure it's mostly attributed to that water pill, but my weight had just gone up to the point of practically when I first started this. And my
so instead of water, losing, but instead of losing, your weight has been going up and it's been water weight is what I'm hearing from you. Yeah, how can you tell?
I can tell because my ankles look like somebody shoved a golf ball up there. And my feet just like, they feel like floaties or something. I don't know how to explain it. They're tight. They're, you know, and I mean, like, even so, when I wake up in the morning, yeah, it's horrible.
So here's something that's interesting to me. So the whole water pill thing, not a thing I've ever been exposed to. That's not a thing I'm familiar with.
Oh, I guess in layman's terms, a diuretic.
I mean, I know what it is. Oh, I just,
like,
but it's not, but it's not part of how my food and weight cycle works. It's just not part of my game. Right. Oh. So for me, if I'm retaining a significant amount of water, which for me is an alarming amount, would be like 5 to 7 pounds overnight. That is due to excessive activity or eating a food I shouldn't be eating. So a heavily salted food or something like that. And then what I do is drink extra water and the next day it's gone. But what you're saying is after a couple of weeks, your ankles were so swollen, you took a pill to relieve the pressure of the water buildup. Am I understanding that?
Yeah. So at first I can try to drink extra water and sometimes that'll help. A lot of it is where my hormone cycle is, to tell you the truth, because I've experienced this both not eating well and eating clean. So this is just one of those happy things that, you know, about me.
So for you, the idea that it's happening would not be feedback that the coffee diet isn't working. So whereas
not
for me,
necessarily.
Whereas for me, if I started doing a diet plan and my body weight were to slowly start increasing and it was clear to me that it was water retention, I would be like, something I'm eating is not agreeing with my constitution. And I would stop and reassess. But what you're saying is, for you, that is not an indicator.
No, because it could just be that so my cycle is very irregular, and it could just be that I'm bloated because I'm, you know, like where a normal person would be PMSing, I'm kind of, I guess, mini PMSing. And then, I mean, it'll go down eventually, but it mm-hmm. takes a while. And because I feel, well, and then, too, because of the heat, that's a contributing factor a lot.
Right. Heat is definitely something that causes me to retain water. I think it does that to everybody.
Well, I just can't express how freaking hot it is. I mean, honestly, and this is so gross, and I'm sure you're probably going to edit this out, and that's cool. But
maybe I won't.
Well, so I think, like, where I work, I mean, there's air conditioning and stuff. It's not like there's not, but you know how just kind of like at certain times of the day, it's like hard to cool your car down or something, you know?
Yeah.
So I work on the second floor of this building, and I've noticed that in the last, I don't know, I would say a week or so, when it's just been horribly hot. And I mean, like, it just feels like an oven, and with the heat index, it's literally 106, 107 degrees. I've noticed about 3:30 in the afternoon, it gets rather uncomfortably warm.
You're right. So I did.
I think that's part of it.
You're right. I did edit that out.
So anyway, probably for me, the massive water retention probably has something to do with that. I've upped my water intake to no, you know, and then two, hormones play a huge part in it.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So, and because I'm so irregular, because I have PCOS, which is gross, look it up. I don't always really know, like, where, I guess, in my cycle I am, if that makes any sense.
It does. Being of a certain age and a certain metamorphosis in life that nobody talks about. It's supposed to be a secret, apparently.
Well, and then there's that, too. I am
familiar, yeah.
yeah, although I've been like this my whole life, you know?
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
I think it gets to be kind of alarming to me when you're talking about 4 to 7 pounds. I'm talking about
20.
Sometimes 10 to 15.
Okay.
And so when I start hitting a certain threshold, I'm in pain, like severe pain from the water. I feel gross. I feel sloshy. I feel just... And then it's also not super good for my blood pressure because, and that's why they prescribe diuretics often, is not necessarily for weight loss, but to get that water away from your heart.
Well, so, I mean, so that's a significant difference at the weight that you currently are, the health implications of retaining water are different. The way that you retain water is different.
Yeah.
It's just different. It's a different experience.
And I don't, yeah. And I think that's why, like, when I was first successful with just, oh, I'm tracking and, oh, I'm cutting out sugar and things like that, I was quick to dismiss that weight loss. And I kept saying, oh, it's just water weight. But for me, you know, water weight can be put on just as quick as it came off.
Yeah, man. That's challenging because if you don't celebrate the small wins, there's nothing to motivate you to keep going. But it sounds like you feel like you can't trust those small wins.
Yeah. Welcome to my world.
Sucks. I'm sorry.
When you're in a dark place. Yeah. And that's why, you know, so that's why for me, you know, a small win is more like 20 pounds because I know at least probably 5 of that I can keep off, you know?
Okay. Got it. Well, so it feels to me like this 10-hour coffee diet isn't designed to lead to significant weight loss. It seems like it's designed for the person who's looking to just take off 10 pounds or something.
Actually, she talks about, well, she doesn't really give numbers.
See, I think you have to give numbers if you really think your plan works. I do.
Well, but it's been my experience that the people that give numbers are usually lying.
I mean, I don't know. When I did the HCG protocol, which is a crazy plan, if you're interested in doing something really crazy, Marjorie, that one's a crazy plan.
What is that one?
Okay, so the HCG protocol, which, by the way, is a hormone that is produced during pregnancy, is injected into your body, this hormone. It's injected into your body twice a day. Hang on, hold on. This gets more exciting. During that period of time, you only consume 500 calories per day. But not just by any 500 calories. It's really specific. You get 3 ounces of from a small list of proteins that you can choose from, and then you can have one vegetable from a list of acceptable vegetables. So a meal, and you get that twice a day, and that's all you get to eat during this period of time. And the hormone injection is supposed to release the fat from the cells in your body. It's supposed to consume that for energy. And I will tell you, I felt great, and I did not feel hungry during this protocol. So
I was
going to
say, how do you not get the starvies?
I didn't. I felt great. I mean, the first couple of days, I felt super pissed off. But that was more about like missing chewing all day long nonstop. But yeah, so there's like a detox period, like any of these extreme diets. It's super extreme. But I did the homeopathic version instead of the injections, which was a spray into the mouth. But it seemed just as effective, because when you're only eating 500 calories a day, you're definitely losing some weight from somewhere, whether it's muscle or fat. That's up to debate, I suppose.
Right.
But it's for a very limited period of time. It's a 3-week thing. Okay. You do it for 3 weeks. And then after 3 weeks, you slowly introduce foods back into your diet. And you introduce them one at a time over the course of several weeks. And what you're watching for, but you're allowed to eat in any amount. And you can now mix your vegetables up from the list. And what you're looking for is if your weight goes up, if it goes up at all, that's an indication that you've eaten a food that your body doesn't like. It's kind of like an elimination diet on crack. And you can do something about it. So if your body weight goes up a pound, you do what's called an apple day, where you're only allowed to eat 6 large apples during the course of a day. That's the only food you're allowed to eat. You can eat them in any order you want to eat them. Like, you could have one every couple hours.
I was going to say.
Or you, like, could just like gorge on apples.
One, the green one, the Fuji.
But yeah, it's Kayla. 6 apples. And then, yeah, you can mix and match your varietals. And then if you...
Any order.
But it, and you know, and then your weight magically comes back down. And then if it goes up 2 pounds, like I ate peanut butter and like a tablespoon of peanut butter, and the next day I was up 2 pounds. It was fascinating. And then, so if that happens, then you do what's called a steak day, and you eat a giant steak. That's this, it's the size, you want to eat a steak as big as you can get one, a fatty one. Doesn't matter, but like the size of a dinner plate. It's the only thing you can eat. So you go as far as you can go into the day without eating. You just wait, you wait, you wait, you wait, you wait. And then you eat this giant steak, and that's all you get that day. But the next day, your weight's down 2 pounds. So I did that. And then you go back to eating without measuring your portions and whatever with the foods that your body hasn't reacted to, continuing to test until you've tested all the foods. And I did it. It was craziness. But you may remember there was a time when I got real skinny. That was how I did it.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that.
That was how I did it. It was extremely effective. Whether it was safe or not, I couldn't tell you. But no, I did feel
laughing. Well, so I'm on this, as you're explaining all of this to me, I'm on this website about the, you know, I googled the HCG protocol, and so one of the questions is the HCG protocol safe, effective? Simply put, no. So, okay, that might be something I try at some point in time.
If you do, I would want you to do it not the way I did it, but like with a doctor that does it.
Well, so, okay, concerns for me personally are, and yes, I do remember you being super thin. And on the one hand, that was awesome. I also remember you not being super happy at that point in time.
Yeah, but that was also...
That was not weight related, though.
That was that point in time in which I refer to in my TEDx talk.
Right. For me personally, and because, you know, I'll be honest, like I've talked to various people and asked, like, you know, what diet do you think I should try? And I've been hoping that somebody will give me like a diet to try. But so far, people have tried to turn me onto various pills.
Oh, it's so interesting.
I know. You know, I was even talking to my nephew, and he was saying that that his wife had lost a bunch of weight, you know, taking this supplement, and he was like, if you, you know, if you're interested, I could hook you up with somebody and get you a good deal on it or something. And I'm just thinking, okay, so I'm not anti-supplement, but I don't think I need that to be the only thing for me. I'm super scared of maybe the way that I'm getting thin is because I've ingested a bunch of parasites. So that's definitely a fear of mine. The injection part of it makes me super nervous, especially because it's hormone related, because typically if it's a hormone with me, it's messed up. I have
conditions. that's why I'm saying this is one I would not want you to try without a doctor that specializes in this particular strategy, but it is super extreme.
Also, I'm looking online and it's saying, you know, who is it super risky for? It's super risky for people that have heart disease. So I don't necessarily, I have hypertension. I know a lot of it's weight related, but it also runs on both sides of my family, as does, actual heart disease. But the other thing it says that it's especially risky in people with a history of epilepsy. I have not had a seizure in 30 something years, but I did have childhood epilepsy. So I'm always super wary of anything that's got any seizure warnings on it.
Well, I'm guessing our listeners are probably relieved to hear this conversation because they're like, here, I thought you were going to do crazy stuff and I was scared. But now they don't have to be scared because listen to how reasonable and rational we are.
Yeah, but
either that or they're just like, oh man, I thought you were gonna do something crazy.
Well, but I'm willing to do crazy things with food. Like food's totally different.
Yeah, so like juicing, like a tomato juice diet.
Well, maybe not a tomato juice diet, but yeah.
Like, see, it's not about the texture because that's a flavor.
Oh, but tomatoes. No, tomatoes are the exception to all those rules. Tomatoes are just gross.
Grossly delicious.
But yeah, no, I'm open to a lot of things with food. So, you know, combining foods in different ways or, you know, and I'm also somewhat open to exercise, although I'm not open to doing things that would hurt me.
Like CrossFit right now is kind of out.
Well, now I'll be honest. You know, I have a friend that used to do CrossFit quite a bit. And one of the things about CrossFit is they're very, very into modifications so that they can be an all-inclusive community. Although.
So CrossFit is in.
Well, maybe. Although she also told me that one of the first times she did it, she threw up. And the guy was just like, yeah, we all throw up. Get on with it.
Cool.
So, yeah. I'm not real down with that either. Like I see, food's pretty much on the table. Tomatoes are just icky. I'm sorry. They're just icky. I can find ways to eat other things and, you know, scarf it down if I have to, but tomatoes are just so gross.
Okay, fine. I won't put you on a liquid tomato diet.
No tomatoes.
Fine. So I think it sounds like we've got a little bit of, you went and got a new thing of protein powder. So we probably got at least a week left of this coffee diet. Yeah.
Yeah. So I do, it's about a week and then I'm probably going to try to pick something else because I'll be out of stuff and have to buy more stuff and I don't want to buy more stuff for it.
So the time is now, people. If you have an idea for the diet strategy that Marjorie should try next, you can go to our Anchor FM channel and leave us a voice message with the program that you think would be the most interesting to hear Marjorie go through. And you're also welcome to look us up on Facebook.
Oh, and don't forget, if you like us, to rate and review us, because then other people can find us. And then maybe more than 9 people will listen to us.
And hey, nine people, here's looking
we
at you.
We love you.
All right. And with that, it is time to say goodnight.